be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could.
Miss Culver!
Mother! Yes, darling. You're the last person I expected to find here. You never told me you were coming to see Constance.
I didn't intend to till I saw in your beady eye that you meant to. I thought I'd just as soon be here first.
Bentley says she's out.
Yes. Are you going to wait?
Certainly.
Then I will too.
That'll be very nice.
Your words are cordial, but your tone is slightly frigid, my dear.
I don't know what you mean by that, Mother.
My dear, we've known one another a great many years, haven't we? More than we always find it convenient to mention.
Not at all. I'm 32. I'm not in the least ashamed of my age. Constance is 36.
And yet, we still think it worthwhile to be a trifle disingenuous with one another. Our sex takes a natural pleasure in dissimulation.
I don't think anyone can accuse me of not being frank.
Frankness is, of course, the pose of the moment. It's often a very effective screen for one's thoughts.
I think you're being faintly disagreeable to me, Mother.
I, on the other hand, think you're inclined to be decidedly foolish.
Because I want to tell...